Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Black Prince of Preacher. That's who it is. In the building. Already. Y'all ready for this one? They ain't ready. We finna do it. The whole church finna be quiet. You know, lately, every time people see me, they be like, there you go. Got the whole church crunk if a Holy Ghost party. There he go. You know how we do, we bout to get the party started. There he go. You know how we do, if the spirit take a move, you better move. There he go. But don't be hating what I'm doing. I hate to be blunt, but I'm so lit. Mayweather on the flow, look a drop hit. Big time my lifestyle, see I'm hood rich. Hammer time on the track, yeah I'm too legit. Yeah. Hold up, bring it back, can't touch this. Play the cost to be the boss and I ain't leaving no tip. I preach, you preach, but we ain't the same. I'm different, plus I wear two chains. Church so fucking need a dance floor. DJ in the choir, I just wanna see you praise more. Spirit moving like, whoa, what you hating for? If you doubting what we doing, you can hit the dope or so. We don't need you, nope, we don't need you. Just accept the fact you was here for a season. I'm so past, bitch, you can't see me. If you really miss me, turn on your TV. There you go. Got the whole church crunk, it's a Holy Ghost party. Got the whole church crunk, you know they about to get it started. There you go. And you know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move. There you go. But don't be hating what I'm doing.
God being so good, I had to turn up. Got you rocking side to side with your hands up.
That's two steps.
Rock with it.
Go ahead.
If you really love them, then
slide with it. Yeah.
To the left, hold it to the right. Don't dip, not drop it. Keep it tight. I'm on a natural high. This that top flight. It's a Holy Ghost party tonight. And if you're hating on us, you need to stop it. Knowing me and views as soon as we drop it. How we at the top and still climbing. Beat the game down to dust and still grinding. Switch the flow, what the still shining. New whip was coming, it's a matter of timing. Number one on the charts and ain't declining. My little light shining so bright that it's blinding.
There he go.
Got the whole church crunk, it's the Holy Ghost party.
There he go.
Got the hands in the air so you know we about to get it started.
There he go.
You know how we do, if the spirit tell you move, you better move.
There he go.
But don't be hating what I'm doing. Hold up, show you what my God about.
Yeah.
If you an atheist, it might get turned out. Once you feel the spirit, then you start to shout. You won't understand the words coming out your mouth. Yeah, it's crazy, I know it sounds crazy. I was on the road to hell and he saved me. Gracie mercy is what he gave me. Now I try to pay him back with my praises. Dancing in the streets like I'm David. I'm so lost in the spirit, I'm failing. But I don't praise Jesus cause I rock, I
ain't. Why you pray?
I praise him cause my name in the book of life.
Okay, he go. Got the whole church party, the Holy Ghost party.
Got the hands in the air, so you know we about to get it started.
There he go.
You know how we do, with the spirit tell you move, you better move.
There he go.
Tell you what,
but don't be hating what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I see,
what is this?
Got the church crunk.
I see your old lady
church
with your walking cane, go
out.
You better pick that walking cane back up. You know you only did this.
Yeah.
And we about
the church crunk.
Amen, 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 praise God. That's how we do it. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. When the spirit tell you move, you better move. Hallelujah. We still waiting on a few, some callers to call in, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to hit you with this, amen, something about the name Jesus, and we're going to be back, amen, in about 6 minutes, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
It is the sweetest name.
Sweetest name I know.
and say it with me.
It is a sweet
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but to you, I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh. When I call your name,
when I call your name,
said it's just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
hey, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. I need something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name Jesus.
Oh, I realize
it
is a sweet
name.
Oh,
I know.
I gotta be honest with you. I love.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
I love the name.
Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
Yeah, it's the sweetest name. Said it's sweeter than honey.
Oh,
from the honey comes out there. I can feel the Holy Ghost moving, and it won't leave me alone.
No.
At the name of Jesus, every knee has got to bow. You don't have to wait till the fire comes. You can go and shout, praise Him, do it now.
No,
I love the name Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank God for everybody who has called in, everybody out there who has tuned in today. Praise God for Extraordinary. Praise God with George Truly, Elder Andre, Prevost the Black, Prince of Preachers. Praise God. We thank God for everybody out there. Hallelujah, amen. We're going to go ahead and go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your holy name, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you lead us and guide us on today, Lord, that you be present with us, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you in advance for every revelation that you are about to reveal to your people on today. And, Lord, we thank you in advance, Lord. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord on today. We thank God once again for everybody out there that's called in, everybody that has tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Too Extraordinary. The open forum. Hallelujah. Well, we invite you and we want to hear your opinion, amen, on the subjects that we bring to the table. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, the first subject we have on the table on today, praise God, hallelujah, is an interesting subject. Amen. We brought it up some time back, but we brought it up in a different way. Hallelujah. Amen. We bring it, the last time we brought this question up, we presented it in a different form. Hallelujah. Amen. Today we're going to present it in another form. Praise God. Hallelujah. Repentance. Hallelujah. Amen. The question reads, you repented to God about what you did to your friend or whoever, but never told whoever what you did. Years later, they ask you, did you ever do whatever? Amen. And then it says, do you tell the truth? What do you tell them? What do you say? Praise God. Hallelujah. It could be anything. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You told somebody a lie. You repented to God, but you never told that person that you lied to them. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then time passes and they ask you, hey, man, you ever lied to me? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know that you have lied to them. Hallelujah. But you've repented to God about lying to them. Hallelujah. But they don't know. Hallelujah. But now you're faced in a situation, praise God, hallelujah, where you might have to go to God and repent again. Hallelujah, amen, depending on the answer you give to the question. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. For I'm going to throw some examples out. That was one example. Another example, hallelujah, husband and wife in marriage 25 years. Praise God, hallelujah. And 25 years later, the wife asked the husband something about what happened. Did any crazy thing happen at your bachelor party? Praise God. Hallelujah. That was 25 years ago. Hallelujah. Amen. And maybe some crazy things did happen. Hallelujah. But she's asking a question. Do you give an honest answer? Praise God. Now, as a Christian, hallelujah. Amen. This is the answer I want to hear from a Christian, because I know what the answer would be in the world. Hallelujah, praise God. In the world, they were like, if they didn't find out about it, what they don't know won't hurt them. Praise God, all this other stuff that's in the past. And why dig up old bones, all this kind of stuff, praise God. Hallelujah. But as a Christian, when you get faced with this question, hallelujah, have you ever did such and such? Hallelujah, praise God. Have you ever did anything to offend me that I don't know about? Have you ever did anything behind my back that I don't know that you've done? Praise God, hallelujah. Those are the questions today, praise God. For those of you that are just joining us, we're about to open up the phone line. Praise God, the question today, hallelujah, amen. The first question is repentance. You've repented to God about whatever situation it is, but you didn't repent to the person you did it to. Hallelujah. Time passes and they come back and ask you later. Hallelujah. Amen. Have you ever lied to me? Have you ever stolen from me? Have you ever cheated on me? Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know you have. Hallelujah. Even though you've repented of it, 20 years in past, 10 years in past, 5 years in past. Hallelujah. The point is, do you Do you sin again? Do you lie and tell them, no, I ain't never did it? Hallelujah. Or do you tell the truth and risk, amen, whatever consequences could come, praise God, whatever reaction you could get out of them, hallelujah, because they supposed to be saved too, but hallelujah, praise God. So the phone line is open. Hallelujah. I want to hear your opinion on this, praise God. What would you do in the situation, praise God?
Well, Elder Prevost, I got to get off the line pretty quick. You don't see my name there because I had to join in. They charged me to get on your line. I don't know why, but I'm on here to support you on today. That question that you asked is a very good question. We had that on how you feel about it. When you do something like you brought up about the husband and wife thing, you have kids. When you were separated, you had an affair with a man, talking about a woman, and you got pregnant. And so you hurry up and got back with your husband to cover up and, you know, lay down with your husband to cover it up and say that you got, and now that you're pregnant, 25 years later, is you still lying about it? Because every time, yeah, you're lying about it, because every time you, that woman called that child, tell that boy or girl, go talk to your daddy, that's not the truth. You may have repented to the Lord, but that's not that husband's child. And every time that you call, tell that child to go talk to your daddy, that's not his or her daddy. So is that truly repentance? Are you truly sorry? Or like you said, do you keep on lying about you cheated at your bachelor party? Or because I know a situation where that came up 10 years later about the bachelor party. I guess he thought because it was 10 years later that he could go ahead and admit the truth, and it cost him his marriage, what you did at the bachelor party 10 years earlier. Some people got this notion that if you repent to God, you do something to somebody and you repent to God, that you don't have to repent to the person that you've done something to. That's not true, because the scripture says that if you don't apologize or say I'm sorry or forgive the person that does something to you, how can your heavenly Father forgive you? So how can you just skip over doing something? I did something to you, but I'm gonna go to God and ask for forgiveness for it and never talk to you about it, or never apologize to you about it. How do people do that? And so, no, I don't think that is true repentance. I think that you need to start with the person first that you see, that you could call, that you could talk to. You start with them and then go to God and ask for repentance or forgiveness for what you've done. So that's just my take on it right there. Back to you.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Wonderful comment right there, praise God, hallelujah. You go to the person that you sinned against, hallelujah, amen. Then you go to God, hallelujah. Amen, praise God. So your the answer to your question would be you would just be honest about it.
Yeah, I mean, if I did something 24, especially if walking with God, lie is a lie. God said a liar won't tarry in his sight. What if you lied about this same thing an hour before God popped up? You're going to have to answer to God for this lie. You're going to have to answer to it. You lied 30 minutes before he popped up in that sky about the same situation. As a man of God, I'm going to tell the truth about it. Just tell the truth about it. Whatever, like you said, whatever the consequence go come. That's why I don't get in the line anyway, because you ask me something 10 years later, you got to remember what you said 10 years later, earlier. So if you're telling the truth, you ain't got to remember nothing. The answer's still going to be the same 10, 20, 30 years later. The answer's still going to be the same, but it's the truth about it, though. So So that's just how I feel about it. I didn't lie when I was in the world about nothing. Why should I be lying now? Because when I'm walking with God.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I agree with that. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna lie now and say I didn't lie when I was in the world. God, hallelujah.
And if I lie in the world, that's what the world do. If I told a lie in the world and you ask me something about it today, I'll tell you the truth about it. Just tell you the truth about it.
Amen. Hey, man, I'm not going to lie. It was hard to keep. I remember one time I lied when I was in the world. I lied and said I was at one place, but I wasn't there. And then about a few weeks later, somebody was asking me about it. And I was like, man, I ain't never been there. And they're like, man, you told me you went there a few weeks ago. And I'm like, I forgot. You know, but by then, a lot was
blue. So...
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with them lies.
It's hard to keep up with them. So why keep lying? Because you got to keep lying to cover up a lie. I just feel like this. If I tell the truth about anybody, I ain't getting a whooping from nobody. Straight up. That's just it. So tell the truth about it.
Amen. Anyone else have a comment on this subject? Praise God. What would you do? Somebody asked you years later. Praise God. What if it was your ex? You dropping off the kids? Praise God. Hallelujah. She say something crazy like, remember that weekend we went to so-and-so and you snuck off with so-and-so? Y'all didn't do nothing, bitch. You know, something old. Hallelujah. You ain't even with the person no more. Praise God. But they asked you about it. You're a Christian, though, so you're supposed to tell the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So what would you do? Praise God. Hallelujah. The line's open. Amen. Any more comments on this subject? Any more comments? The line is open.
We it seems like we got a lot of people ain't gonna tell the truth, dear. They just ain't gonna tell the truth. They don't want to speak the old truth about it.
Well, amen, praise God. Well, let's check out the next question right quick. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, amen. The Bible says in Revelation, that we lack, some of us lack one thing, to go back to our first love. Praise God. But when you read that scripture, when you hear that, you lack one thing, go back to your first love. What is that scripture saying to you?
Well, it could, you know, people start off with the Lord on fire. You know, you can't have a, I think somebody said that preaching today or sometime this week, you start off on fire. Everything, your conversation is about the Lord. You can't even ask them a regular question or they want to tell you about Jesus. And they do everything, testify, they come to church on time, they at every, you know, meeting, whether it's women's meeting or men's meeting or whatever, they there. But sometimes when people be in church a long time and get a title in front of their name, then they think they have made it, and they don't have the same zeal and fire that they used to have. And so sometimes when you're in these false churches and under false teaching and under false prophets, you start to die spiritually. Sitting in church with this title on your name and you just dying. And you wonder what's going on. Why are you dying? And they die in a spiritual death. People don't understand you could die a spiritual death in these false churches and these false teachings and sitting under false prophets and doing things under people in the spirit of error and you under it and all these things. You could die a spiritual death. So in order to get, like you talked about earlier, about dry bones, dead bones, digging up dead bones, you know, you become a bag of dead bones. And so how do you be revived? True revival is you go back to what you did at first, when you first came walk with Christ. And go back to people beliefs change. A lot of things because people beliefs change. Or they have turned aside, as the word says, from what they first loved, what they first believed. A lot of old heads used to stand on against women preachers and stand on against homosexuality. Now they with this stuff, and now you become spiritually dead. So you need to go back to what you have turned aside from. A lot of people worship God with their mouth. And with their lips, but their heart has come. Scripture says in Isaiah 29 and 13 that you have removed your heart from me. So remove means that you used to believe in something. Now you don't. You have removed the fear and the belief that you had. So you need to go back to the thing that you once believed in that had you on fire for the Lord. And go back and believe in what you once stood on. Because as it says in the book of Jude, think verse 6, is that I'm bringing to your remembrance the things that you once believed in, now that you don't. And as it says in that scripture, because you have turned aside from that, now you are destroyed. So people need to go back to what they once believed in, stood on, walked in the truth of God, because you can't have the spirit of the bishop ghost and the Holy Ghost at the same time. Spirit of error is the bishop ghost. You can't have a spirit of error and a spirit of truth at the same time. So they need to go back to what they once believed in, return to what they once got saved under, what convicted them to get saved. Back to you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Back to that thing that got you on fire. Hallelujah for God. Praise God. Amen. I agree with that. I feel like a lot of times a lot of preachers or a lot of people, period, start getting stuff, the money. Amen. And they start looking over things. Amen. Because the money coming, notoriety coming. Amen. So they got to go back to what they first believed in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have another comment on that question? Praise God. Hallelujah. What is your first love? Praise God. Hallelujah. What does that mean to you?
Sounds like he covered it pretty good. You turn back to the Lord. That's the way I interpret the reading.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So do we have any other comments on the other question on today? Praise God. Hallelujah. We only had two topics on today. Amen. Praise God. So do we have any other comments or any other questions on today before we go ahead? Amen. And just go ahead and get out of here on today. Praise God.
How you doing, Brother Daryl? How you doing?
I was listening. You just covered everything. It's like the Bible says all eyes, you know, I'm paraphrasing, all eyes had their place in the lake of fire. But, you know, if you did lie about something and it comes up, you need to be truthful. You know, and to avoid lying, you hold your tongue. You know, I understand how these people get in some situations where they don't want to tell. It might not be good for them to tell or say whatever right out, right at that time. But the way out of that is to simply bite your tongue. Don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just like with this job of mine mm-hmm. that I'm done working for, you know, I was had to consider, you know, supposed to turn in my 2 weeks. I ain't turning in my 2 weeks. I figured with the way that they do things and the things that I've seen them done, if I was fearful, and I guess is a good way of saying it, that if I told them I'm going to leave in 2 weeks, they might put me in some positions that could cause me to damage to my license. You know, which is one of the things that, you know, I'm having issues with. I tried to deny it and try not to confess it, but I say with that company, it's my license, my liberty, and my life. All of them are in danger, and I ain't for it.
Right.
So I'm starting a new job Monday. Well, Tuesday will be my first day on the job. And I'll tell them afterwards, but I ain't want to just come out and tell them, so I just held my tongue. So if I'm wrong, God
Amen.
Forgive me. I hope not. What do you think?
Amen. Elder Prevost, I wanted to ask you on your second question about return to your first love. I just don't mean in the church. Some people return to their first marriage or, you know, or whatever it was that they moved away from. Do you also mean that realm also? You know, it's all kind of different branches on that topic. So what did you just mean? Anything or just spiritually thing?
I meant spiritually.
Oh, okay.
Y'all can hear me. Yeah, I meant spiritually. Yeah, when you read that, what was the Lord, you know, saying? Because at that, you know, in that scripture, he's talking to the leaders of the church because he say, "I'll extinguish the lampstand, or I take the lampstand away." And he say, "Because you doing all the other things right, it's just this one thing that you're not doing right that you need to get right." Like what? I'm telling them you practicing the rituals of Jezebel, that woman that called herself a prophet. But she's not a prophet. But you still follow what she say. So, you know whatever it could be that you see, it's like you with God, but it's one thing that you lacking that you've allowed to happen. Like you were saying, some people compromise. Like some people do the Easter egg thing. Some people do the Christmas thing. Some people do those things and say, well, that's not compromising my spirituality. You know,
right.
So it's all kind of things that could be taking you away, that one thing that you know.
And those that still on the line believe in those things that Prevost just mentioned, Easter eggs, Easter and Christmas and all these wicked holidays and stuff, it do compromise because you want to answer to the Lord about it. Why were you doing it? It's pagan. You can't serve God and mammon at the same time. And some people got to come back to come to the reality of things. And I wish you well on your new job, Brother Darrell. That was good that you told him, because that was a very important thing. You said it can affect your health and your life. They put you in a place where you have a side effect on a position that you're in, and you won't have nobody else to blame but you for hiding.
Yeah.
So that was good that you come out with it and go from there. People just got to come out and be honest about things and be honest. If you can't be honest to yourself, how in the world you going to be honest standing in front of God or call yourself walking with God? You see, the truth going to hurt. truth is going to hurt. I don't care who it is. The truth is going to hurt before it sets you free. And this is what people don't want, the pain of the truth. Look at the Word of God and how many people hate the Word of God.
My brother, I don't think it's an issue of being dishonest with myself. The issue is life and death is in the power of the tongue. So I might see a situation and say, but I'm not going to call it forth. I'm going to pray about this and trust in God, and I'm going to watch my tongue and wait for God to change things. In this case, God has somebody to call me up and say, Darryl, you need to get out of there, and here's a much better job waiting for you. You know.
Well, it's not that you wouldn't just honest with yourself, so to speak. Don't take it to the heart about it, but you was honest enough to say that you're not going to, it can compromise your health in doing something. You know, because there is an element is that you said yourself. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about, the honesty a part about it, because that was an honest, you know, revelation to your own self. That's
agreed.
All that was. They don't think it. You know what I mean? That was an honest revelation to your own self. Why would I, you know, I had a job one time as a window washer. My next door neighbor was a window washer. He was a one of them, be on the people of the skyscraper in San Francisco. And he got me a job.
Nah, can't do that.
You know what I mean, Prebo?
Yeah, not me.
He worked that job, and he got me a job up there. And so after he talked, I didn't even have to go over there and interview or nothing. He said, I'm going to bring you aboard on a certain day. And so I went home excited. I went next door excited, telling my kid's mother that we was shacking up, that our next door neighbor had got me a job window washing. I'm excited, but reality kicked in. You know, doggone well, you can't be up there that high, clumsy as you is. No matter how many harnesses they got strapped to me, I can't do it. So I waited. You know, it was like 3-4 days went by. I had to do what Darryl did. I had to come to reality and say, go over there and tell Herman, I can't do it. He said, why? I said, I'm too clumsy. I've been to fell off of those scaffolds. You know, I'm clumsy. So I had to tell the truth, because if I got up there and fell off the scaffolds, I'd be hanging from a harness, hundreds of stories in the air. Can't do it. Oh, Lord. No. So we just got to be honest with ourselves. And in order to be honest with the Lord, we got to be honest with the scriptures. The scriptures is true. The scriptures is correct. It's just that what the problem is, there's an incorrect people reading a correct thing. So when there's an incorrect and a correct, there's going to be some friction. That's all that is. Amen. I gotta get going, Elder Prevost. I just wanted to dive in for a minute. Thank you for having me. Brother Darryl, wish you well.
Amen.
New job.
Yeah, bless you.
I'll check you out next week sometime, Prevo. I got to talk to you on Tuesday. I'm going to call you on Tuesday so we can finish our conversation. Amen.
Okay. Hey,
all
man,
right,
thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Ray.
Yes, sir. I'll be down there. I'll be living there in, let me see, about just under 3 weeks. I'll be right there with you every day. My new resident. You already know, though.
Yeah, I already know.
Already know. That's right.
All right.
All right, baby. You can hang us up now, baby.
Lord have mercy. All right. Praise God on today. We've had a blessed time in the Lord. We thank God, amen, for everybody that called in and tuned in on today. Amen. We had a good discussion on our topics that we had, praise God. Well, okay, I see we had another caller call in, praise God. Did you have a comment on the repentance, praise God, hallelujah, or the one thing that we lack, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God, amen, for everybody that called in and tuned in on today. We certainly had a blessed time in the Lord on today, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. Bottom line, amen, everybody basically agrees, hallelujah, amen. When you are a Christian, praise God, you're supposed to do the right thing, praise God. If you wronged somebody years ago and they come back and ask you about it, you're supposed to be, amen, honest about it. Praise God. You're supposed to believe that God got your back. He's going to protect you from all hurt, harm, and danger. And in the end, it's going to work out. Praise God. Yeah. You got to remember, if you never would have sold it, you never would have to reap it. You never would have to confess it if you never would have done whatever you did in the first place. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have any prayer requests or anything before we get off the line on today? Any prayer requests, any testimonies? We already heard Brother Dell is starting his job. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for him. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Any more comments? Any more testimonies on today? Praise God. Amen. We thank God. Praise God. We will be back on in about an hour and a half. Praise God. We have the revival going on that just won't stop. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know who's speaking tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I know we supposed to be having a revival tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we hopefully, if you can, call back tonight the same number. Praise God. We do have the backup line number on the text message. Praise God. T-Mobile. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to get that worked out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But call back, amen, an hour and a half. We have somebody going to be giving the word over tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. The revival that just won't stop. Day number 14. We invite y'all to call back in. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. And if the Lord say the same, we'll see y'all tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come together in your name once again. Hallelujah. We praise your name. We magnify you for everything you've done. Hallelujah. Every move that you've made. Hallelujah. Every revelation that you've given. Lord, we will continue to praise you. We will continue to magnify you because you are truly worthy to be praised. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And like I always say, don't forget to say your prayers and watch what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Y'all have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. We're going to see y'all next time, and hopefully we'll see y'all tonight. Y'all have a blessing.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Turn me, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
hurting out there. Just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say,
oh, oh, oh.
Let the Lord know. Just say, oh.
Oh, oh, oh.
He wants to restore your soul. Just say, hey, yes, my people who are called by my name, humble themselves in prayer. Seek my faith, turn from their wicked ways. I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.